Huge positives. It was a fantastic team effort. The problem that we've had, certainly in the last sort of 6 weeks or so, is we've had performances that lack passion, and some performances that lacked energy and fire. And we've often, certainly in the last six games in particular, we've had a good 45 minutes and a poor second 45 minutes, or vice versa. Our last home game against Crewe, we played awful in the first half, and then suddenly came out with far more passion and resolve and fought our way back into the game. But we had it today from the first minute until the last, and that was, in my opinion, it was a great 90-odd minutes. It was a much better, passionate, the effort and the enthusiasm that everybody showed all over the pitch was what we want. We want it every week. And today we got it for 90 minutes. I was a bit concerned, having had such a good first half, that I didn't really want a half-time whistle to come. You know, we've hit the woodwork twice in the first half, opportunities that really we should have scored from. We end up giving away a mistake in the start of the second half. I think it was about 10 minutes into the second half. Started the second half really well, and, you know, we were dominating the game at that particular time. But we allowed Chesterfield a glorious chance with a mistake from ourselves. And then we were behind, and which we probably didn't deserve at that particular moment.
Does it show the strength of the side, though, John, that when you did go behind, they were able to bounce back, the heads didn't drop, and they got the equaliser?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually, we gave away the goal when Gavin should have put us 1-0 up. He had a great chance, and he normally puts them away in his sleep. Honest to God, you know, and when he got the second one, he obviously made certain of that. He had a little bit more time on it. He had time to think about what he was going to do, and he took his moment. But what was the question?
Coming back in the second half.
Yeah, coming back from 1-0 down. Sorry, rambling on. Coming back from 1-0. We've done that a few times. You know, I said we did it against Crewe. We've done it a couple of times here in the recent few weeks, but we showed, you know, what pleased me more than anything was the full the 90 odd minutes total effort from the first minute to the last, which we haven't had, which we've got to have each and every week. So yeah, the players deserve a lot of credit for the way that they went about it.
And a word on the red cards at the end, John.
Stupid. I mean, stupid. Losing for three games, it's not big, it's not clever. You have to walk away from those situations and not get involved. You know, if you gain nothing from it whatsoever, and Eisel is 100% wrong. You just don't get involved in those situations. It was nothing to do with him in the first place. And I mean, he ended up having a wrestling match on the floor. I thought it was a good football match, played very well. Two teams that were they complemented a good match, actually. I think both teams did today. They obviously, Chesterfield come here and they try and play football. It was a great game, and that just left a bad taste. I don't suppose the referee really has got much choice. I think he could have used common sense that, you know, there's not really been a bad tackle all game. It was played in a great spirit by both teams, and I think the referee would have got far more respect if it had just gone up to the two and given them both a yellow card, give them a rap across the knuckles and just say, get up, you know, just get on with it and behave yourselves. There was barely, 5 minutes left. But sometimes, you know, officials take it to the letter of the law, and the letter of the law says he's got to go. So I just felt he could have maybe used a little bit of common sense in that respect.